It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Today, 77 counties in Iowa are partially reopening business in the midst of this pandemic. Governor Kim Reynolds set the scene yesterday during her press conference.
COVID-19 is here to stay, and we must learn to live with it.
Iowa Public Radio's Grant Gerlach has been keeping tabs on the governor and this partial economic reopening of the state. Hey, Grant.
Hey, Clay.
So what's business going to look like in Iowa moving forward?
Well, some businesses can reopen. Remember, we're talking about restaurants, retail stores, and malls in 77 counties. They can open up to 50% of their customer capacity. And Governor Reynolds has been inviting people in these counties to visit Main Street, go shopping, go out to eat. And many stores will be reopening, but some won't. And one concern we've been seeing is businesses don't all feel like they have enough space to stick with the 6-foot social distancing. That's a problem. And others want to be protective of their workers and their customers, so they're going to hold off and keep doing business remotely. And the same is happening with many churches, and that's the other part of the order, that churches across the state can reopen for worship. Many churches are deciding they're not ready to do that. The Catholic Diocese across the state said they're concerned about opening their doors before the state has more testing and more contact tracing in place. So they're continuing to suspend Sunday Mass, and many other different denominations are doing the same. Governor Reynolds said her own church is staying with an online service. And over the last couple days, she's been sure to mention that this reopening is not only partial, but it's also optional. And she says businesses and their customers and churches should do what they think is best.
And let's pull back here a bit. I mean, the economic picture for Iowa, like the rest of the country, isn't looking good. Just yesterday, Iowa Workforce Development said nearly 29,000 people filed first-time unemployment, which brings the total to over 250,000 for the last 6 weeks.
Well, this is why the governor has been saying that the current situation is unsustainable. All those people filing for unemployment is a sign of the economic strain going on all across the state. I mean, these numbers are unprecedented, so it's clear why businesses would be eager to get back up and running. But it can create this situation that really is a conflict between the businesses and the workers. You know, maybe the business owner's ready to get back to work, but the worker feels like they won't be safe. Then what happens? And the way unemployment works is that if you're laid off and then recalled to your job, if you refuse to go back, you could be forfeiting both your job and your unemployment benefits. So that quickly puts people in a position where they feel like they're choosing between their job and their livelihood and their own health.
So what are workers supposed to do that are not comfortable just going back to work, even if their employer has opened up shop?
Well, they should know that the state is making several exceptions around that rule related to the virus. So, for instance, if you've tested positive for COVID-19 or have symptoms, you can refuse to go back to work. Same if anyone in your household has the virus. And let's say you're in one of those high-risk categories and you don't have COVID-19 and you don't want to catch it. You know, if you're older, have asthma, or an immune deficiency. The director of Iowa Workforce Development, Beth Townsend, says if your doctor says you should not be leaving the house because of the risk to you or someone in your home, then that's a situation that employers need to accommodate. And that's something that worker advocates are going to be watching closely.
And finally, Grant, we saw yesterday there were concerns about the company in Utah that Iowa is getting its tests from. And Governor Kim Reynolds was asked about that at her press conference. I mean, how did she try to convince Iowans that these tests are legit?
Yeah, so the Salt Lake Tribune is reporting that there are medical experts in Utah worried that these tests are creating a large number of false negatives, and that would be a big problem. And these are the same tests being used in Iowa. Now, we are not able to compare the test Iowa results to others specifically at this point, but Governor Reynolds said there are some differences in how the programs are being run. For instance, Iowa is still limiting who gets a test. In Utah, it's pretty wide open. She also said the tests are FDA approved. They're also being validated by the state hygienic lab. They're comparing the test Iowa kits to other kinds that they run. She says at some point those results will come out, but for now she's comfortable using them going forward.
Iowa Public Radio's Grant Gerlach, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.